For this Monday, January 26, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Law enforcement officials continue to investigate a deadly officer-involved shooting in Mount Vernon. Indiana State Police have identified the man who was killed as 40-year-old Blake Fleming. According to State Police Sergeant Todd Ringel, the shooting happened around 12:20 Thursday afternoon during a traffic stop near Copper Line Road and State Road 69. Two Posey County Sheriff's deputies were searching for a man with two active felony warrants who was believed to be a passenger in a tractor trailer. Sergeant Ringel says an Indiana State Police trooper spotted the semi on State Road 69 and alerted deputies, who then conducted the traffic stop. Authorities say the driver of the semi cooperated and exited the vehicle. But Fleming got out of the truck holding a gun to his own head. During that encounter, both deputies fired their weapons. Fleming was pronounced dead at the scene. No officers were injured. Sergeant Ringel says both deputies were wearing body cameras at the time, and Indiana State Police are handling the investigation. Posey County is currently in a state of emergency due to the snowfall and hazardous travel conditions. Only essential travel is recommended at this time. If you must travel, you can find out the current road conditions by calling 1-800-261-7620 or go online at 511IN.org. MSD of Mount Vernon and MSD of North Posey have canceled school for today. Warming centers remain open at Poseyville Community Center on 60 North Church Street and the Mount Vernon Fire Department at 311 College Avenue. To report power outages, please call the appropriate provider. You can visit our Posey County Radio Facebook page for a list of providers and numbers. Posey County Sheriff's Office says that due to inclement weather, the commissioners have closed all county offices for today. Circuit and Superior Courts will be closed, and all cases will be moved to another day. Court staff will be contacting you with a new court date. In Evansville, Mayor Stephanie Terry and the Vandenberg County Commissioners have declared a state of emergency for both the city of Evansville and Vandenberg County. The declaration is in effect through Sunday, February 1st, or until it is otherwise rescinded. Officials say the move is intended to protect public safety and welfare as hazardous winter conditions continue across the area. Residents are urged to continue monitoring local government and public safety updates as conditions evolve and crews work to respond to storm impacts. Recapping local high school basketball from over the weekend, Mount Vernon boys basketball won on Friday versus Fairfield 49-47. The Wildcats went 3-0 last week in the Carmi-White County Tournament and have won six straight games. They are 10-5 on the year. North Posey boys basketball lost at home on Friday to South Spencer 52-46. The Vikings have lost back-to-back games and are 3-10 overall. Mount Vernon and North Posey girls basketball did not have a game over the weekend, but yesterday the IHSAA released the brackets for sectionals, which start next Tuesday. North Posey plays in the Class 2A Sectional 48 Tell City, and the Vikings will play Tell City in the first round. They are the first game on the opening night of sectionals. North Posey girls basketball is 12-10. Mount Vernon girls basketball plays in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Central, and the Wildcats play Bossy in the first round. They are the first game on the opening night of sectionals next Tuesday. Mount Vernon girls basketball is 7-16. Yesterday, Evansville men's basketball had their game versus Southern Illinois at Ford Center postponed due to the ongoing winter weather and hazardous travel conditions across the tri-state area. University officials cited active travel advisories and the potential for a local disaster declaration in Vandenberg County as key factors in the decision to postpone the game. No makeup date has been announced at this time. Evansville women's basketball won at Northern Iowa on Sunday 68-65. Ellie Snyder had 18 points and 7 rebounds, and Cameron Runner added 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. The Purple Aces improved to 5-15 in the season and 3-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. From the NBA today, the Indiana Pacers play in Atlanta this afternoon at 12:30. This is the final game of the Pacers' five-game road trip. Indiana is looking to close the trip with back-to-back victories after winning Oklahoma City on Friday. The Pacers are 11-35 overall. That's news and sports for this Monday, January 26th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.